This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. Scott Hennen flying solo today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off. Debate day, the first of the presidential debates. Big deal. We'll tonight have a live debate preview. So tune in before the debate and sound off. And if you can't wait, you can call anytime at 855-200-1776. That's our 24/7 What's On Your Mind line. 855-200-1776, extension 1, and tell me just exactly what you want from these candidates tonight. What issues? What you're thinking? Who you like? Who you don't? What issues are most important? What questions you... If you're the moderator, what's the first question? What's the big question you ask? We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Polar Service Center. They, by the way, are looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. If you've got at least 3 years tank and management experience, call Gary Myers right now. Give you the number in a minute. These folks pay premium wages. We've hired a lot of technicians for them, $32 an hour. And, of course, when they're looking for managers and other professionals, you know, not only are you going to get a great wage, they also have really good benefits. They have great medical benefits, including a 401K with matching, too. And if you have experience with tanker trailer parts, they're looking for you. They need experienced parts counter specialists, both Kildare and Williston locations. And they're also looking for, in Williston, registered tank inspectors. So if you have the 3 years of experience performing tank inspections or are currently a registered tank inspector, here's the number for Gary. This is his cell phone number. This is Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They make them in Minnesota, but they service them all over the United States, all over North America, really. 701-495-3592. That's one of the top managers there. Gary will get you in queue to get a interview right away and learn about these opportunities. Williston and Kildare locations, the Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. We have a safety talk. We do that once a month coming up. CPR, AED, saving lives. Are you trained for CPR? If not, why not? We're going to talk a little bit about why folks do it and literally saving lives today coming up on the program. We are at TMT Farms in Cleveland, North Dakota, near Jamestown today, and we're going to be talking more about their water management symposium that will be happening here today with a couple of experts. So welcome any calls or questions you might have on that with someone that knows the law, water management law, very well. So we'll be doing that here momentarily as well on the program. Just wanted to finish one comment from last hour. A lot I'm not going to get to, but we'll save some of these tonight for the debate preview as well and some of your comments. But here is... one of the listeners said two things for you, Scott. Number one, measure four. Can you explain this, good or bad? I like the fact that you've broken down measures before. Okay, I'll deal with number one first. On measure four, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on this today, but I am a giant no on this. This is a 400% tax increase. This is $70 million every year in a blank check. Go look at the actual measure. It's 9 pages of fine print. 4 sentences is all on spending. So, you know, how are they going to spend this $70 bucks? And only 5% that I can find is actually for, you know, tobacco control, treatment, disease detection, prevention, the things that they purport that this is about. This looks to me to be just a blank check for spending in all kinds of other areas. I don't like it at all. At all. Reminds me of Measure 5 a lot. They're trying to skim money and use it for other things. So when, you know, Greater North Dakota Chamber's against it, when the Concerned Veterans for America are against it, petroleum marketers are against it, I'm a no on 4 big time. No doubt about that. So hope that helps, and we'll do a debate on that soon. His second question was, I heard that Dave Archambault's sister works for Obama in his office. Is there any truth to that? She used to. I don't believe she does anymore, but she used to. That's why the visit happened of President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, you remember, down to Standing Rock a number of years ago. There's a connection there, no doubt about it. And what they've done is taken Dave Archambault, Standing Rock, Sioux Tribe's position on this, co-opted it with this extreme green agenda. The folks here, like Earth Justice, aren't against a particular pipeline. They're against oil, period. They hate it. Fossil fuels, they call them dirty fuels, so they're green extremists. And you need to know that. Very important. All right, 10 past the hour. I mentioned we're at TMT Farms today in Cleveland, North Dakota, the Wansick family farm. The folks from Ellingson are hosting a water management symposium today. And a couple of guests joining us to talk a little bit about that. Levi Otis is here. Levi is in government affairs with Ellingson. Hello, Levi.
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Very good. Appreciate you, you joining us. And we're also joined today by Kale Van Bruggen. And Kale is a native of Litchfield, North Dakota, now works for a firm, Rinke Noonan, that does a lot of drainage law. And he'll be one of the presenters today at this event. Kale, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Glad you're both here. So what's the what do you want to accomplish today, Levi? Look, what are you looking to do with the folks that will be joining us here?
Well, over the last couple of years, I've gotten to know Terry Wansick and become pretty good friends, and went to college with his son. And, you know, we were visiting with some other customers and some of his constituents, and the common consensus was, how come nobody actually knows what we're doing out here? You know, you drive by a wetland and there's ducks and geese, and that's not what we're trying to drain. We're just trying to make the ground that they're already farming more productive. And you know, you were talking about some of these environmentalists and other issues, and I think sometimes that fear or those types of people start to message things that way, and then it does create fear for those of us who live in town and don't live on the farm, and all of a sudden you start hearing these comments like, oh, they're killing the ducks, they're killing the geese, and that's not what's going on.
Kale, I have noticed, I grew up in Minnesota, actually. My grandparents farmed by Canby, Minnesota, St. Leo, Minnesota. And it seems as though Minnesotans understand water management and drainage a little better than North Dakotans. Explain to me the differences. Is that a regulation thing? Is it more tightly regulated in North Dakota than it is in Minnesota?
Well, I think the history is that Minnesota has been doing drainage for quite a bit longer. It's still relatively new to some parts of the Red River Valley and certainly farther out in the rest of the state. That's in part to Minnesota has a long, old history of having public drainage systems that served as outlets that landowners could take their water to when they did want to do some tiling on their individual field. And in North Dakota, we're just seeing water resource districts start to recognize that we do need those outlets on that flat land where folks can take their drainage to. So we're just trying to catch up a little bit in North Dakota and don't have that extensive history and need that we did in Minnesota.
Is there significant differences in the law in North Dakota versus Minnesota? Are there any roadblocks there as far as you see between the two states?
Well, not only Minnesota has state environmental regulations that are more stringent than North Dakota. In the state of Minnesota, we have the Wetland Conservation Act, which not only applies to farmers, but applies to all landowners and has a no net loss policy that we don't have in North Dakota. But the federal rules like Swamp Buster, Clean Water Act, the law is the same between the two states, but the local offices that are enforcing them, we see some different interpretations state to state. So it always creates an interesting case when you have two different offices applying the same exact federal law and how they affect landowners and farmers doing tiling is different depending on whether you're located in North Dakota or you're located in Minnesota.
And Levi, of course, even county by county, it differs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Scott. We, you know, North Dakota, we have, I believe, 53 different counties, and what we've run into are 53 different variations of drainage law. And I don't have to tell these large farmers, but a lot of them have land that span county lines. And watersheds do not stop at that imaginary county line. And when you work with one county and they're pro-agriculture, and then you get to another county and they absolutely say, well, we don't agree with what you're doing, so we're not going to let it go. How do you work with that farmer or that producer or that landowner or that renter and say, well, we kind of have a conundrum? And then they say to you, well, what sense does that make? I thought the legislature passed a law to make this coherent, and there's so many different So many different inconsistencies between our water boards. We just need it clarified so we can have the same rules everywhere we go, and that's fair and balanced for everyone.
It's one of the reasons that Levi and the crew at Ellingson has put together this gathering today, where they're going to have a presentation on drying tile that is working, and Hans Condell, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Is pretty well regarded from NDSU in this area. He'll be making a presentation. There's a water quality presentation by Tom Shearer at NDSU from the Extension Agriculture Engineer Office, and then also, of course, Kale as well, talking a little bit about the drainage law and tours of where it's working. So an exciting day here today. We look forward to learning more about this and continuing to tell the story. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Levi Otis from Ellingson, and also of Kale Von Bruggen from Rinky Noonan on the law side. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much. The North Dakota Safety Council and WSI are going to talk about saving lives for a monthly safety talk coming up next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the nine events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit and Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com, that's E-T-I-X.com, or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at HucklettValleyCity.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Every day on the farm is a good day. Love being out here with our friends at TMT Farms. Terry and Tracy and Marvin Wansick hosting this water management symposium for Ellingson Drainage today brought us out to Cleveland, North Dakota for our very special broadcast. Really excited about that. I'm also excited to tell you we have a brand new offer from our friends at MyPillow that we're launching today. And we've upgraded to premium pillows, ladies and gentlemen, the top of the line. in the 4-for-1 deal. So this is an incredible deal now. You, for the price of under $100, save almost $200 from the total package and get four pillows, two premiums, two travel pillows from our friends at MyPillow by calling 800-506-9028. So, okay, think about whose birthday is next. Think about the fact Christmas isn't far away. You want to get a little jump start there. And get started right now on buying some great gifts. These are great gifts. The gift of sleep, the gift of better health, all from the gift of MyPillow. And, of course, it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, meaning these folks know a good pillow when they've seen one. Patented interlocking fill. It adjusts to any sleep position, so it adjusts to you. It's machine washable and dryable. It means it's low maintenance. Stays cool. It's non-allergenic. That's important to some folks. No tossing and turning. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. And a 60-night money-back guarantee, meaning sleep on it for 59 nights. You don't like it, send it back. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, every single day, every hour of every day, worry about keeping us safe in the workplace and at home, wherever we are. And I love the fact that we can take a radio program once a month and take a couple of segments and plant some seeds of safety to get you thinking a little bit about how you could be safer. And we did one of these programs at their annual conference, and we did them on AEDs and a program to get more AEDs in workplaces. And I was later told because of that program, a particular business put them in the locations throughout North Dakota and have been used multiple times, meaning they save lives. One radio program. So it motivates us every week to do that, every month to do that with Safety Talk here on the program, and we appreciate it. Today, we are joined by Shelley Dahl. She is a first aid coordinator with the North Dakota Safety Council. Shelley, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Glad you're here today. And Craig and Pam Wilhelm are here. Craig is a survivor of a cardiac arrest and was at a place with an AED. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Craig, Pam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm going to start with you, Craig. When and where did this happen? Tell us a little bit about this story.
Well, it was at the YMCA back in December 14th of 2015. I was playing noon ball like I have been for 30-plus years, I suppose. Played a game. There's two different courts up there. I went to the second court, played a little longer, and had a cardiac arrest. I went down, and luckily the guys there knew what to do, where the AEDs were, and brought me back. Crazy, crazy.
What do you remember about it? Do you remember, the pain of the initial cardiac arrest? Do you remember them coming with the AED? What do you remember?
I don't really remember too much of that. I remember kind of getting dizzy and kind of going down on my knees, and then I fell on my face. And then next thing I know is probably I kind of came in and out as they were reviving me because they did it twice there at the Y and then once in the ambulance on the way to CNA's emergency room. So, yeah, I don't remember Pam, a whole lot much after that.
Pam, I would imagine you got a phone call about this. Tell us how you first learned about it and what you came to know about how it happened.
I was getting ready to go to work, and my son called because his father-in-law witnessed the cardiac arrest. And he just said, "Mom, get to the hospital. Dad's on his way in an ambulance. Something happened to his heart." And that's all I knew. Rushed to the hospital to find him awake and alert, very confused, and having suffered three cardiac arrests.
Three cardiac arrests that day, huh?
Yeah, two at the Y, one in the ambulance.
Craig, what are you trying to do, give Pam a heart attack for crying out loud?
Yeah.
Three of them, my goodness.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Wow. And what do you now know about the role the AED played in getting you to the hospital and getting care?
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here, you know. I know we got them at work, at our workplace, too, at DGC in Beulah, so it's good to know they're there, and we get trained on them and know how to use them, so they're good to be around. They're good to have everywhere.
Pam, I would imagine you asked a few questions about, you know, once you knew that he was okay and getting a handle on his situation, what did you think about the the quick response and the access to the AED.
Very grateful. Saved his life. It could have been tragic. And his life was saved that day. So I'm grateful for the AEDs. Grateful it was handy and grateful someone used it.
Three cardiac arrests that day. Did your doctor come in and tell you about the folks that that ultimately performed this at the Y, playing a role in you know, minimizing the damage to your heart and saving your life? Did you hear about it from the medical professionals?
We heard about it from other people that were there, what they did or who was there, and we wanted to know who helped do it, you know, help take care of it and get me back to a normal rhythm on my heart. It just went, what my heart did, it went from going real fast to stopping, and that's when I got and had my incident.
Shelley, what is an AED?
An AED is an automated external defibrillator, and what it does is it actually delivers a shock to the heart. When someone is in cardiac arrest, the rhythm or the electrical in the heart kind of goes kittywampus. And so what that AED does is it brings that heart back to a normal rhythm.
And how is it different than CPR? Is it obviously less labor intensive? That much I can figure out. But what else are the differences between hands-on CPR versus an AED?
Well, hands-on CPR actually is moving the blood. What you're doing is you're compressing the chest. And on average, we have between 7 to 12 minutes of oxygen in our blood. So when you're doing CPR, you're actually helping and actually doing the job of the heart. What the AED does is actually tries to get the heart back to function so that it can do that pumping on its own.
And that takes training, right? Does both the AED and the CPR take training to learn?
Absolutely. Well, the AED actually is built for a sixth grader to use with no training at all. So really, anyone off the street could go get one, turn it on, and it's going to tell you exactly what to do. If you just listen to the prompts, you're going to be able to help someone. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
This story is a good one. It has a happy ending. Craig and Pam Wilhelm are able to be here today, less than a year after a, you know, significant health event with multiple cardiac arrests because of an AED. But obviously that won't always be the case if we don't have the access to those or more people that ultimately know CPR. I'm going to share some statistics with you just so you get a sense of the importance of CPR training and I'll tell you more of the story today, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. Stay tuned. Short timeout. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Talk a part of What's on Your Mind once a month. Really enjoy it with the North Dakota Safety Council. They put on some amazing courses, by the way. And we're talking today about CPR training and the availability of AEDs. And you can find courses on these things on their website. They put them on all over the country. They're a nonprofit. They are really a partner for a whole lot of businesses and organizations in North Dakota to improve their safety programs. They do that for you. They're a resource, right? And so that's what they're, that's the reason to join the North Dakota Safety Council, to be a member. WSI, of course, is providing workforce safety and insurance. They're all about improving safety at the workplace. And a great partnership and a great program. We appreciate it very much. I do it once a month on What's on Your Mind with Safety Talk. If you can top the story today of Craig and Pam Wilhelm, I certainly welcome it. An incredible story of a cardiac arrest survivor thanks to an AED. We're talking about that today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the statistics and the importance of CPR training here next up. I want to first bring in Jim in Delax, who has a comment. Go ahead, Jim. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Morning, Jelly. Yeah, this is Jim from Delax. I just wanted to, you know, ask Jelly to clarify something. You know, I think a lot of people think that a cardiac arrest and a heart attack are the same thing, but they're not. Isn't that right, Jelly?
That's correct.
Go ahead, Jelly.
I was just going to say, it definitely two different things. If a heart attack, I look at that as a plumbing issue. There's blockage somewhere, and an AED really isn't going to do anything until the end stages of that particular event. A cardiac arrest is when the electrical, so I say it's an electrical versus a plumbing issue.
Yeah. Okay. I was just, you know, wanting to clarify that, because some people, I think, equate, you know, I mean, think that it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted people to know that.
I have to clarify that in pretty much every single CPR class that I teach, because people will say, well, my dad has had a heart attack, I need to get one of these. And so we really talk through the differences of that and the different symptoms for each of those.
And that would be another reason, it sounds like. Thanks for the call, by the way, Jim. Good point, that it isn't, you know, an AED on the wall is great for certain occasions, but learning CPR is equally as important. In other words, AEDs don't take away the need for more people learning CPR. Would that be right, Shelley?
That's correct. For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance at life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them.
A lot of people have cardiac arrest outside of the hospital, right?
That's correct. About 326,000 people experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. It's more than 1,000 per day And on average, about 90% of them don't make it.
Why don't they make it?
Because no one is performing CPR and no one knows how to use the AED.
Wow. So, you know, if you take the survival rate from 10% to 20%, just by more of us getting CPR training and getting serious about this, you save more than 50,000 people every year by your numbers. I mean, this isn't a really heavy lift to save a lot of people. That's an incredible number. How often does it happen at home? Where do these happen most often?
Now, typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
Here's some more stats, folks. Every minute CPR is not performed, a person loses 10% chance at life. Every minute makes that big a difference. So think about that. You know it. You're close to someone, more often than not going to be a loved one. Then every minute, 10% better chance of life. That's pretty incredible. In cities where more people are trained in CPR, the number of people who survive raises to almost 15%. So this is a lifesaver. It makes a big difference. You have some stats on ambulance response times too, right?
Absolutely. We're very fortunate here in the Bismarck and Mandan area. Metro Ambulance has a 5-minute and 13-second response time, and that's way under the national average. On the statewide level, if we look at a city, 90% of the time the ambulance will be there within 10 minutes. Outside of the city limits, within 20 minutes, 90% of the time. And if you're in a rural area, and I say rural like the Badlands out in Medora, that would be 30 minutes, 90% of the time.
So, again, all of this is reinforcing the idea that you need to learn this to do it.
Yeah, I tell people, try holding your breath for 5 minutes even. I mean, that's really what's happening there. When you experience the cardiac arrest or a heart attack, either one, you're not getting the oxygen that you need in your blood.
Now, I saw another statistic that really amazed me, that a small percentage of people that are actually certified in CPR take the initiative to act in an emergency. Why would that be?
They're afraid most of the time. And the 4% came from a study that was done down in Texas through a university there. I was visiting with the gentleman, and I asked him the same question. Why is it only 4%? And he said they're afraid. They go through the class. They go through the motions. They may take a refresher that's an abbreviated version. And that's why at the Safety Council, we really make sure that we go in and we do hands-on. We have them watch every video. We try to give them those muscle memory so that when this actually happens to them, they feel confident to be able to jump in and act during that emergency.
Absolutely. It's a lifesaver. Got to do it. And what are you doing when you're doing CPR, hands-only CPR? What are you performing on that person that's having the heart attack?
Well, I tell people when you're CPR certified, you learn to do compressions and breath both. What I tell people is they may have been certified in the past, and maybe it's 10 or 15 years and they haven't been certified, but they still know how to do that compression. So jump in and at least do those compressions. We're actually pressing on the chest 2 inches deep and as fast as you can go when it's hands only. We don't worry about numbers. We don't worry about counting. We don't worry about any of that. We just want you to push hard and fast.
All right. And is there a debate about, you know, whether to do breath CPR versus hands only CPR? I mean, controversial or, you know, in question, is one more effective than the other? What about that?
Well, there's things out there that talk about when you exhale, you know, there's carbon dioxide that's coming out. So are you actually not helping that person by breathing for them? Actually, we exhale about 16% oxygen, and we inhale. When we inhale, we absorb about 7% oxygen. So still giving the breath is important, but that 4%, part of that of why people aren't acting is because they're afraid they're not going to do it correctly. So if we eliminate that and it helps 10 more people to do CPR only, the compression only, then that helps somebody because we're moving that blood through that body.
Yeah, I mean, again, all of this is about getting the proper training to get the confidence so when it happens, you don't think twice. You just, you're right there and have that level of confidence. That's what great training's about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want to go too much further before I remind folks that that's what you do with the North Dakota Safety Council, and you do these in a lot of different places, so you make this easy. A lot of workplaces are holding them as well. How can folks find out where they can learn and what they can get in the way of training?
You can check out our website, which is ndsc.org, and click on our training calendar. And if you see that there's a class that you'd like to have offered and it's not on the dates that work for you, definitely contact me. And we do a lot of private classes to include Spanish-speaking classes, so we don't allow the language barrier to be there to help protect your employees as well.
And you said earlier a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
NDSC.org, by the way, is the main website. And if you go there, you'll find links to all of the training that they're doing and different places that they're doing it. So there's a lot of ways you can ultimately find a location near you and get this training. It's not hard. It's frequent. They do it a lot. I'll give you the website and more information on that again here in just a little bit. I want to bring back Craig Wilhelm, who is here with us today because someone performed AED on him, and ultimately when he went into cardiac arrest, got him in a condition where he could get to the hospital, and his wife Pam with us today. What message would you have, Craig and Pam, for folks out there that are hearing this, understanding that this training is available and the difference it made for you? What do you want them to hear?
Well, first of all, just to get AEDs at every business place would be awesome. You know, I was a lucky one. I was at the right place at the right time with the right people around me to take care of me. I mean, I'm lucky. Just get trained on it.
Yeah, and I want to talk in a moment about the actual training on AEDs and the concerns folks have there, and then also how you get them in your workplace. We definitely have to do that as well, but... Is this something, Pam, you thought about before your husband had his cardiac arrest?
Never thought about it once, but now I'm very aware. I see them everywhere I go, and I'm disappointed when I don't see them because they save lives. So I'm much more aware now.
Probably not afraid of being an advocate for people to have them in their businesses and public places and everywhere else, right?
Happy to be here. Yep.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Made a big, big difference for sure.
Yeah.
The AEDs, that's again the automated external defibrillator, is something that, again, we do see a lot of. You cleared up one bit of confusion today, the difference between a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and one helping the other. You said earlier, Shelley, that the AED doesn't help someone having a heart attack till the later stages. What did you mean there?
Well, it depends on where the electrical is in the heart. So with an AED, those pads have a gel in them. When you place those pads on the body, it actually reads what's going on in the body. It will only shock if there's an electrical issue or if the heart is not functioning the way it needs to and needs to have that jump start to help it to work.
All right, so that's something to keep in mind as well. And AEDs, some people have fears about them. What kind of fears do people have?
Well, they fear, should I put it on them? It's going to hurt them. You know, I tell people in class, I could take my live AED right now and place it on you, even though it could shock you. It won't. If there's no electrical current in the heart, or if the heart is beating like it's supposed to, then it's not going to deliver that shock. A lot of people are afraid they're going to hurt someone. And I tell them, it's really, if you listen to the prompts and you do what it tells you to do, you're golden.
That's a nice feature, really, to have those prompts there for sure. All right, short break. When we come back, we'll give you a little more information on the AEDs, and also want to tell you about just the importance of overall first aid training and the things that you can help with as well. And don't let me forget to talk about what you should consider when purchasing an AED. There's something called the HeartSafe program out there that can help you do that, too. So I'll tell you about places that you can purchase the AED. So more on the training and more on the AED and the purchase of those when we come back with our guest, North Dakota Safety Council WSI, bringing you our monthly edition of Safety Talk on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Moseman, NDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be mobile. Verizon, more than just phones and tablets. They're also about Hum by Verizon, the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. You have kids in the home that'll be driving soon? Well, listen up, because right now, if your teen is getting their license, you can get this Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back is a bill credit. Save some big bucks. And with the technology, you'll get roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, and more. And B-Mobile is everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, beyond, with Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks locations, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, and in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile to your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Wrapping up Safety Talk today, live from Jamestown at TMT Farms. We're here for a water management symposium that's going to kick off at noon today. Tell you a little, give you a little recap of that tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have full post-debate coverage as well tomorrow. Pre-debate coverage tonight on your radio. So tune it in and join the conversation and tell us what you're wanting from these candidates tonight. What you want the moderators to ask. What issues you want tackled. At 855-200-1776. Wayne in Bismarck has a comment. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on Safety Talk.
Well, there's very few of us that have lived to tell the story like your gentleman, your guest there. And I truly appreciate what his wife did and everything. I was I had cardiac arrest for 16 minutes and did not have the AED available, but it was in my home, so that's understandable. But my wife was fortunate to know CPR enough to keep me going, keep blood or keep the air flowing for at least 60 minutes until the paramedics got it. Then they used the AED on me and shocked me back to life, although I then subsequently arrested again a second time, and they shocked me again. Then a third time, I decided to be shocked when I got to the ER room. So I'm one of those really rare people that have... lives to tell the story. So it is a necessary device. Let's put it that way.
Incredible. Well, thanks for sharing that story, Wayne. Appreciate it very much. Glad you're here to share it. And hopefully more people will if today motivates some folks to take in some of this training. I was just looking. It's a 2.5-hour course to be trained on CPR and AED for an adult. And there's plenty of choices on when to do it, mornings and nights and, you know, all kinds of in Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Dickinson, Fargo, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Minot, Williston, a whole host of dates, October 6th all the way through the middle of December. You know, October, November, December dates at all of those locations. So check that out on the training calendar at ndsc.org. How about getting one of the devices in a workplace, or what's the rule of thumb there? I mean, do you suggest them in businesses and public places, in homes? Tell me more about that, Shelley.
Well, I think really having them in public places is really important. National stat is that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, the ones that we have registered with HeartSafe, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us. And registering them, what that means is that you're maintaining that AED. We see about 20% of the AEDs that we encounter either have expired pads or batteries in them. So a lot of businesses either have been mandated by their corporate office to get them, but then nobody's maintaining it. So that's a really big part of what we do when we go in and advise people about where to put their AEDs or what type of AED they should have as well, is to talk about that maintenance.
And how much are they?
I have one right now, the brand that is $1,318. That includes the AED, battery, adult pads, the carrying case, and alarmed wall cabinet. And something that a lot of people don't realize is that we do have weatherproof cases that actually plug into your cigar lighter. So if it's people that are working remotely, which really are the people who are going to need them more than somebody that's in town with a 5-minute and 13-second response time, we're able to get those types of cases as well.
And can we get them from you at the North Dakota Safety Council?
Absolutely.
All right. And I understand NDSC members get free training, too. So
they do. And anyone who's registered with our HeartSafe as well, we want to make sure that it's a free 15-minute training on their particular brand of AEDs. And so we want to make sure that if the company is not putting everyone through the CPR and AED program, that at least everyone knows where the AED is, how to get it, and how to put it on someone and get it started.
Right. And HeartSafe Bismarck Mandan, tell me about that program again.
Oh, it's like a wonderful program. It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED. So if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. On our HeartSafeND.org website, there's a resource there for an AED policy and then also having a checklist there to make sure that they're looking at the expiration of the batteries and pads.
And by the way, with all this training, you get basic first aid training, too. So that's a lot of great information. You can use it on people of all ages. You know, nearly a million people die every year from stroke, so you learn the signs and symptoms of that as well. So there's a lot of benefits to all of this. NDSC.org is a great resource. North Dakota Safety Council and WSI bringing you our monthly safety talk. Shelley Dahl, the first aid coordinator, thank you so much. Great information today. Same with you, Craig and Pam Wilhelm. Thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, friends. Watch that debate tonight. Rate the debate here tomorrow. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.